New Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is calling for Democrats and Republicans to work together. He made the comment during his inauguration Monday. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, thousands of people packed into the state capitol to witness the start of a new era.
The Capitol Rotunda was decked out in Wisconsin and American flags for the ceremony as people turned out to get a glimpse of the new governor. Bands and choirs from across the state performed for about an hour leading up to the inauguration.
To the best of my abilities.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Chief State Supreme Court Justice Pat Robinsack administered the oath of office. A band played On Wisconsin as Evers stepped to the lectern. The Democrat did not directly refer to Republican and now former Governor Scott Walker in his speech, except to thank him for his service. But Evers said the election in November, when he ousted Walker, proved people wanted change. He called on supporters to, quote, turn the page on the tired politics of the past.
We've become paralyzed by polarity and we become content with division. We become indifferent to resentment and governing by retribution. We've gotten away from who we are and the values that make Wisconsin great, not Republican or Democratic values, but our Wisconsin values.
Evers also laid out key items he wants to accomplish, repeating themes he addressed on the campaign trail. He says they're the issues that matter most to the people of Wisconsin, such as education.
We talked about what's best for our kids is best for our state. And that means we need to fully fund our public schools at every level so that every kid in the state has access to a quality education, no matter what the zip code. From all-day pre-K to our university and technical college systems.
Evers also says affordable health care is a priority, including coverage for people who have pre-existing conditions. The Democrat says Wisconsin faces significant challenges, and he implored lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to work together to find solutions. The festivities drew a diverse crowd, including members of the immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. A couple hundred stood outside in the rain, holding a rally before the new governor was sworn in. Alondra Kachor of Madison says she's encouraged by Evers' support for driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants. She says she plans to hold his feet to the fire.
We're helping him remind him how important it is for us. People took off work. They came from long distances such as Milwaukee and Waukesha and other places. So it's more than just a reminder. It's where we stand here for something that we demand.
Retired attorney Molly Plunkett was one of the thousands of people inside the Capitol building. She says she was there for the Act 10 protests in 2011 when Walker and GOP lawmakers stripped public unions of most bargaining rights. Plunkett says she hopes Act 10 will be reversed under Evers.
I would love to see restitution of rights for unions in Wisconsin. I think they are critical to the well-being of employment in this state and to workers.
But Plunkett admits Evers may have a hard time getting his agenda through the GOP-controlled legislature. Last month, those Republicans passed bills to limit Evers' power. And GOP legislative leaders say they intend to ignore Evers' biennial budget proposal this winter and instead work from their own document. On Monday, Republican State Senator Chris Cappinga of Delafield says he's inclined to go along with that plan.
The responsibility of the budget is with the legislature, so it's our responsibility to actually create that budget and put it out. And historically, what has happened is the governor's office or the executive branch comes in and says, hey, here's what I think it needs to be because he's running operational. But at the end of the day, the legislature still sets the priorities and the spending limits.
Meanwhile, Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald told reporters that he doesn't agree with Evers on the need to increase the minimum wage. Still, he called for bipartisanship in a speech following the swearing-in of new legislators. Fitzgerald said, quote, let's be united by our shared vision to make Wisconsin a better place to live, work, and raise a family. Marty Michelson, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.